It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colley Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, this morning we have the pleasure of welcoming into the studios a young lady whose music weaves a tapestry of dreams, setbacks, and rediscovery. Carissa McNair lives here in central Mississippi and has been singing practically all of her life, from what I understand. She's recently recorded some music at Blue Sky Studios, and when we hear some of her music, I think you're going to agree with me that we're going to want to hear some more. So, Carissa McNair, welcome to the Blues and Arts Hour.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
You're so bright and cheery this morning. Is that normal?
Sometimes. It depends. Sometimes,
yeah.
Though, you know what? The weather is doing it for me today.
A little
it
bit
feels
cooler.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. We need some rain, though.
You're right.
Yeah. Now, where are you from?
I'm living in Florence, Mississippi right now, but I mostly grew up in Laurel, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a family.
Yes, I have a husband and a four-year-old son, and I am pregnant, mm-hmm. about a little over halfway through my pregnancy with our second son.
So your four-year-old, I'm sure, keeps you busy.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Is he fast?
Very fast, very busy, very loud, all those things. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Now, you recorded some really, really good music out of Blue Sky Studios.
Thank
and
you.
I know you work part-time over there.
Yes, I do.
What are your duties there?
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a few things. I do communication, scheduling, emailing, just making sure things are staying where they need to stay. And I'm also doing hospitality stuff and experiential side of things. And then primarily doing the engineering side of things in the vocal.
Okay.
So when we have artists come in, I do a couple of podcasts. And then when we have artists come in, I handle the vocal engineering and producing.
Well, you've recorded some really good music, like I said, and we want to hear your latest work. This was released, a week and a half ago, you said?
About 2 weeks ago,
Two weeks ago. And it's called Oxygen. A little background on this, if you would.
Absolutely, yeah. So this song I wrote just in prayer, kind of working through questions and some frustrations I was having with a couple people in my life that were walking away from God and just wanting some clarity on how to pray for them, what to say to them. And the words of this song were God's response to that prayer.
Very good. It's called Oxygen. This is Carissa McNair on the Blues and Arts Hour.
You're the revelation I've been looking for all this time. You're the inspiration of every good thing in my life. Oxygen cannot satisfy like you do. I'm breathing in your kitchen cannot satisfy like you do.
Carissa McNair, Oxygen. Carissa, that's awesome.
Thank you so
much.
That
is a wonderful job. Now, how can people access your music?
They can access it on any streaming platform, Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, iTunes, all those streaming platforms. All my music, including Oxygen, is on there.
Now, you've got several selections out there.
Yes.
So people can just kind of feast on that.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And how can people get in touch with you if they wanted to just write a comment or whatever?
Sure, yeah. So they can find me on Facebook, Carissa M. They can find me on Instagram as well. I have a website, carissammusic.com. Yeah.
All right. So you're out there.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to come back and enjoy some more music and conversation with our very special guest, Carissa McNair, on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The show is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. 20 minutes after 9, welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, a young lady with a great voice, Carissa McNair. And we heard one of the pieces just released in our last segment. We're going to hear some more here shortly. Carissa, a little background on yourself. Where were you born? Maybe your education, that sort of thing. And, you know.
Sure, yeah. So I was born in South Florida, Homestead, Florida, right below Miami. And when I was 9, we moved to mm-hmm. Laurel, Mississippi. So kind of spent the rest of my childhood there. And went to college at William Carey University mm-hmm. in Hattiesburg. That's where I met my husband. We stayed in Hattiesburg for a few years after graduating. Yeah.
And I understand you did a little teaching in theater.
I did, yes. So a few years ago, I spent two years teaching high school theater. We were a competitive theater troupe as well. That was at a high school called PRC in Carrier, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed it. Still miss those kids.
Yeah. Now, who are some of your influences? I know your music is more Christian oriented, but mm-hmm. Who are your influences there?
Oh gosh, yeah, that's a great question. So there's so many for me, but Ella Fitzgerald vocally, and just kind of the way she performed and emoted her music and used her voice to show her emotion was such a huge influence on me growing up. I'm still a huge fan of her and her music. Adele as well, the powerhouse that is her voice, and then lyrically in music, there's two Christian artists that I really feel a kinship with, which is Amanda Cook and Katie Torwalt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, very good. Well, let's hear another song.
You Absolutely.
Do that? This is called Too Good, and a little background on this one, if you would.
Sure. So Too Good I wrote last year, and it's really came from a bit of a dark place in my life, kind of questioning God's presence and his realness in my life. And again, this song came out of a place of prayer and worship and realizing that he'll never leave me no matter what, and he is always good.
All right, well, let's enjoy it. Too Good. This is Carissa McNair.
I've sung of this good.
Carissa McNair. The song is Too Good. Carissa, that's awesome again.
Thank you so much.
How can people access your music again?
Yeah, absolutely. All the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iTunes, YouTube, all of them, Pandora, it's all my music is on there.
I would recommend it. Hey, listen, but there's a lot of emotion in that.
Yes.
You know, and you project that even in your recording, and that's not manufactured out.
No, it's a little bit more difficult in a studio setting than it is live. But I think it's really important for the listener to have that piece of it as well.
Now, we were talking during the song, and you are available to sing at specific events, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I have a women's conference that I'm doing next weekend with my husband. So we stay pretty busy, and we enjoy doing different events and church events and functions.
And like I said at the intro, you've been singing practically all your life.
Yes,
right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. So growing up, music was a very, very large part of my life, kind of in my DNA. Family functions, there was always singing and harmonizing and music everywhere. And so that's kind of what established my love for music. And then the older I got, the more passionate I became about it and kind of starting to take it more seriously. And that passion became a dream, and here we are.
Mm. And so your family musically?
Yes, absolutely. On both sides of my family, my mother and my father's side, they're very musically inclined, play lots of different instruments, lots of singing for sure. Nobody has pursued it as a career the way that I am, but very much very talented family members. So I'm very lucky in that way.
You know, from Mississippi, it seems like, and I've had programs with multitude of artists on this program and others, and a lot of these great artists come from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that, do you think? From Mississippi, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good point. I feel like it's just because music is such a part of the DNA of Mississippi, a part of our history and our culture, but also in church culture and church history. It's so easy to get that influence and that experience that you need in a church choir or singing solos on a Sunday morning. You have the support of your congregation, and you know, it's not quite as intimidating as getting up in front of a bunch of strangers who might be judging you. I think the church is such a great place to start that.
Very good. All right, we're going to come back after our CBS News update and enjoy some more music from our very talented guest, Carissa McNair, in studio. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to my good friend over at Fusion Coffee House, doing a great job over there, locally owned and one of a kind. Yeah. So we'll come back and enjoy some more music and conversation with Carissa McNair. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 24 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB, and it's the Blues and Arts Hour. Our very special guest in studio is Carissa McNair. And Carissa, you told us that you work some at Blue Sky Studios. That'll turn out some really terrific music. Tell us a little bit about that background, what you do there, and you already mentioned some of that, but how does that process work?
Yeah, I really enjoy the work I do there. I do feel like it's a privilege to work there. We love working with artists of all kinds. We don't specialize in a certain genre. We love all types of artists and genres coming in, and we have bands and solo artists. We do, you know, full albums and singles. We really just want to, our goal is to always just make the artist happy, keep them, keep their vision going. It's their baby, you know, doing it can be a vulnerable process, so we try to make sure that they're comfortable and happy.
Kind of a psychologist.
You know? Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit of that.
Well, you know, when you when you're doing a song, you do a song, do you hear it in your mind like you would like it to here on the recording?
You know, I'm getting more and more that way. When I first started out, 2020 was my first project to record and release music, and it was at Blue Sky Studios, and I loved my experience. But it was very hard for me to imagine what it would sound like altogether. And so the producers there really, really worked hard to kind of, you know, I would give them words and references, and they made it, you know, they gave me what I didn't know that I wanted, and more, honestly. But now the more I do it and being there, working there for a year and a half, I definitely have more of an idea when I'm writing something of the way the whole production will sound and my vision for that.
Yeah, I guess that experience helps to the next project.
Absolutely, right? Yes. Definitely more and more, getting more and more of just kind of in that mindset and understanding all the pieces that have to go into that.
All right, another song. It's called Ruin Me.
Yes.
Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this one's a little bit different from the last two that played genre-wise. It's a little bit more indie, alternative Christian, and it comes from a place of understanding that there is so little that we know and that we understand, and there were so many thoughts and mindsets that I had that I realized were just not right and were false, and so asking God to just kind of undo those things in me, undo those false mindsets and misunderstandings, and to ruin me and make things right, make things true.
All right, here we go, Carissa McNair and Ruin Me.
In my heart when it comes to you, stuck saying the same thing with nothing new. We started together, but I didn't stay with you. No need to worry, 'cause I thought I was immune. Get inside. Desperate, break my mind, 'cause I can't see past the lies I'm dying to protect. When I'm bitter, there's always a second step. I'm waiting for someone to say I passed the test. We've been here before, we'll be here again. I'm wanting more. Discovered. Comfort is such a bore. Yeah, you can bring me discomfort. That's what I've come for. 'Cause I have discovered that comfort is such a bore. Devastating record that I've ever known. Keep calling on.
Ruin Me. That's Carissa McNair. Again, outstanding.
Thank you so
much.
Terrific.
What goes through your mind when you hear something like that? After you've recorded it, after the final version is done, what runs through your mind?
Like when I'm listening to it back?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
A lot of things. At first, it's very difficult to just kind of enjoy the song because as the artist and as the writer, you're kind of nitpicking. I try not to let myself do that too much and just really just enjoy and listen to the things that I love about the song. So yeah, it's twofold. It's really cool, exciting experience, but also, you know, the artist in you wants to kind of critique constantly.
Yeah, I guess it's any profession.
Sure,
you do.
Absolutely.
So. We're going to take a break and come back and hear some more music from our very special guest, Carissa McNair, on the Blues and Arts. So our time now is 17 minutes until 10. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, Fusion Coffee House. Trip Douglas doing a great job out there in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay with us. More to come. Welcome back. It's 12 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Carissa McNair. And what a talent she is. Carissa, again, how can people get in touch with you if they want you to come to their perform at their event?
Absolutely, yeah. So they can contact me on either Facebook or Instagram. I have a private Facebook page, Carissa McNair, but I also have a Carissa M. Facebook page for my music, Instagram as well, Carissa M. My website, CarissaMMusic.com.
Oh, very good. Now, when you sing either recorded music or a live performance, what do you want listeners to take from that?
Oh, another great question. I guess for me, it's a lot about authenticity. I want the listener to feel something, and it doesn't really matter much to me what they feel, but I just want them to feel something through the song, whether it's the words that I'm singing or the way that I'm singing it. I think there's just, I think that's the power of music, is being able to feel something.
You know, I know a lot of young artists that, you know, their goal is to be a commercial success. And I think the great ones, the really good ones, don't really have that as the goal. Can you identify with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and there is merit to you know, viewing it, you know, as a business and wanting it to succeed. And there are a lot of things that you have to, there's the times where you have to put the emotions aside. But for me, in my personal walk with Christ and my relationship with music, for me, it's all about the feeling and mm-hmm. the emotion and the connection to the artist.
Very good. The Ordinary, name of the song. What's this one about? Talk about this.
Yeah, so this one I wrote right at the beginning of becoming a mom, and the feeling behind it kind of starts out as being frustrated with the mundane and the ordinary, and wanting to chase these dreams that I have always had and feeling like I couldn't. And so it celebrates chasing dreams, but also acknowledges that there's so much beauty to the ordinary things.
Very good. Let's enjoy it. It's The Ordinary, Carissa McNair.
What do you do with discontentment? Do you wait to make a move? If I were to stay for how long? If I make a move or two, I think I'm meant for more now, but it's more responsible. 'Cause if I jump and fall down, I won't be alone on the ground. Why can I just be content? Why can I just love? Me. sent. Why can I just learn to rest with the ordinary?
The Ordinary, that's Carissa McNair on the Blues and Arts Hour. And Carissa, I think you alluded to this earlier, but what makes a really good song? I mean, what in your opinion?
Yeah, that is a hard one because, you know, there's so many biases to consider. I think music is so complex, and it can, you know, one song can really impact you in one season of your life, and a different song in another. But yeah, for me, it's about, I'm a huge lyric junkie. For me, lyrics are really, really important. Obviously for me also, really strong vocals are really important to me as well. And then just the vibe of the song, you know, the way it makes you feel as you're listening to it, even outside of the lyrics.
And I think what you've done today on the program, you've given background to your songs, and it gives more depth to the listener when
absolutely.
They hear it.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Any advice for young up-and-coming singers, songwriters?
Yeah. Gosh, I still feel like I don't have much advice to give, but my one thing is just to keep going. If you have this passion and this desire and this dream, it's so easy to be discouraged in this world of the music industry. So I would just say to keep pushing forward, do what you can, when you can, do what you know to do, stay consistent, find people to encourage you, support you, and help you along the journey, to walk alongside you, hold tightly to those people, jump at opportunities, walk through the doors when they're opened for you, and be okay if it looks different than you thought it would initially. Just keep going.
That's very good. Very good, Carissa. You got a 4-year-old. You've got
yes.
one on the way.
Yes.
And you and your husband, I would imagine music is going to be a big part of their lives as well.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be very surprised if my 4-year-old son does not end up falling in love with music and theater as he grows up. He's already in love with it, to be honest. Loves acting out different scenes of things. Loves wearing costumes. He's very just a very dramatic kid. And loves music, just loves to listen to music and memorize it and sing it at the top of his lungs. So I love that.
That's great. Any shout outs to anybody?
My husband, Ryan, I think he's listening right now. He is just my world. Him and my son are everything to me, and my husband has been so incredibly supportive and encouraging of me along this really difficult journey and this pursuing this dream, and I couldn't have done it without him.
Where do you want it to go? Where do you want your music to take you?
Yeah, another great question. For me, it's where I feel like the Lord is leading. For me, it's a ministry. I want to be able to stay connected with people through my music. I want to encourage them and let them know that they're not alone in their questions and their doubts and their frustrations. So really, it just looks like me continuing to pursue my music, my own music, writing it, recording it, releasing it, and sharing it in whatever way I can.
And once again, how can people get in touch with you and also find your music?
Yes. So they can find my music on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iTunes, Pandora, YouTube, etc. And it's under Carissa M, C-A-R-I-S-S-A-M. And to contact me, they can find me on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, and my website, CarissaMMusic.com.
Very good. Any final comments before we let you go today?
I don't think so. It was a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure having you. Carissa McNair, our very special guest. Again, Carissa, thanks for it.
Thank you.
The program, The Blues and Arts Hour, is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to my good friend Trip Douglas over at Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Until next week, I'm Jim Thorne. God bless. I breathe.